DW.
In a square in front of Trieste's train station, volunteers from the Linea d'Ombra Association are busy distributing new shoes and winter jackets to new arrivals. About 60 migrants and refugees came in the last 2 days alone, and supplies are running low. Volunteer doctors are providing first aid and check people's temperature. Most of the migrants here are in their early 20s. Many come from Afghanistan and Pakistan. They have walked more than 200 kilometers all the way from Bosnia. Their shoes are torn. Some of them can hardly stand because their feet are so badly injured. Among them is Sami, who wants to stay in Trieste until he's able to walk again. The 21-year-old from Pakistan sleeps in an abandoned building near the station. He says he walked for 20 days to get here. Half of the journey, it was raining.
In our group there is 80 person, and we reach here 64. Other person have a lot of injury comes, and they have a lot of problems come, so they stay. They say, okay, we can't go further. They stay in the forest, in Croatia, in Slovenia, near with Bosnia, because the way is so hard, so difficult, so that's why. I was also planning that, okay, I stay. Before 2-3 hours of Italy. But my friends helped me, and they told me, okay, it is so near, so please don't stay here. So dangerous.
What did your friends do to help you? Did they carry you?
Yeah, they carry me, like, with the help of them, I reach here. Right now, I can't walk, but I'm so thankful about this organization.
Under the so-called Dublin regulations, asylum seekers are required to file their asylum application in the country of their first entry to the EU. But most who make it to Trieste are headed to Northern Europe, trying to circumvent the EU's asylum rules. Some have been stranded in the Balkans for more than 2 years, and they have already tried entering the European Union 5 or 10 times. The IOM, the UN Agency for Migration, estimates there are some 180,000 people stranded in Balkan countries. Up to 3,500 are believed to be in Slovenia, across the border from Italy. Some 13,000 are estimated to be stranded in Bosnia and Herzegovina, where at least 3,000 people are currently sleeping rough in the forest and in abandoned buildings.
Yeah. 2 times they sent me back to Bosnia. And the big problem when they send me back Bosnia, in Bosnia, like in Bihać city, that one police also beat us too much. So we have no place to live. No place in Bihać, in Bosnia, no place in Croatia, no place in Slovenia. So what should we can do? Where we go?
Okay, we don't have a sleeping bag. But you can...
Since the pandemic began, the Italian government has tried to send a clear message. Don't come to Italy. Interior Minister Luciana Lamorghese said more than 3,300 migrants and refugees attempting to enter Italy were, quote, intercepted at the Italy-Slovenia border from January to September this year. The number of recorded arrivals is 28% higher than last year, but at just over 6,000, nowhere near the numbers arriving to Italy by sea. Local officials said intercepted migrants and refugees are tested for COVID-19 upon arrival and then sent to camps. Compared to last year, what's different now is that the Italian security forces have intercepted about 4 times more people than previously. Since May, more than 960 have been sent back to Slovenia, compared to 250 before. The Italian government calls these, quote, readmissions, and has explained they are taking place under a 1996 agreement between Slovenia and Italy. Slovenia, in turn, has returned more than 8,000 people to Croatia since the beginning of the year, according to the police. Human rights lawyer Gianfranco Schiavoni of ASGI, a legal aid group for asylum seekers, explains why those returns are illegal. He says that international law prohibits the collective expulsion of asylum seekers without considering their individual circumstances, a principle known as non-refoulement.
And so this person must disappear. And the final goal, that this person disappear in Bosnia, because this readmission are chain readmission, Italy from Slovenia, Slovenia to Croatia, and at the final step, Croatia push back violently, this person to Bosnia, and always this story is finished.
Yeah, Italian police in Slovenia. Slovenia police for Croatia. Croatia police in firing me. And no shoes. Yeah, shoes, jackets, shirts, and going.
Everyone in the square has a story about Croatian police violence. That includes having their belongings confiscated, being stripped naked, beaten with sticks, and abandoned near the Bosnian border. Sometimes details emerge of even more degrading treatment that amounts to torture. The violence has been widely documented by journalists and human rights groups, including Amnesty International, but the Croatian government denies it. Peter van der Auerart, the IOM's coordinator for Bosnia and Herzegovina, visited the makeshift camps near the Bosnian-Croatian border in October. He says the situation is deteriorating ahead of winter, as the authorities are shutting down camps instead of opening additional shelters.
The local authorities in Unasana canton took it upon themselves to actually close Bira unilaterally and essentially throw 300 migrants onto the street. They brought them to another center, Lipa, but that center was already full, as they were well aware, so people were essentially left to their own devices.
The camp was closed down following protests by local residents and ahead of municipal elections in November. Officials defended the move, saying they were still ready to provide technical assistance. Yet van der Auerart urges that a better solution needs to be found soon.
They have obviously no shelter, but also no proper hygiene, access to hygiene. Some of them don't have enough food. And in a month's time, the winter will hit here. And in this part of the country, the winter is very severe. It can go down to minus 10 with 30, 40, 50, 60 centimeters of snow. So you can start seeing that we will have a humanitarian crisis on our hands.
DW.